Welcome back, folks. Second hour is on. I regret to inform you, if you weren't watching the Sneeko stream, you just missed a beautiful, full-fledged a cappella version of the Alex Jones We Love Our Somali song, courtesy of Alex Jones. I told you, he defeated Sneeko in about the first 30 minutes, and he's just been having fun ever since. And again, the chat is just like, just nothing. But Alex Jones fans saying body him, you know, Sneeko L, Alex W, it's embarrassing for old Sneeko, but we go back and we'll keep watching this as long as Sneeko feels like being humiliated on his own stream, wearing his funeral tie. He doesn't even know how to wear a suit. He's wearing a funeral suit. He's wearing an all black suit with a black tie, like he's going to his own funeral. It is, in a way, it is his own funeral. Back to Alex and Sneeko.
I'm on not drinking. That's what I'm on right now.
You're not cloned, right? You got to beat the cloning allegations.
And I got this too, Topo Chico.
Oh, sparkling water. Yeah, you played that clip of your friend Andrew Tate saying that I tried to have sex with him 4 years ago, and then he continued to do streams with me for 4 years. What was that all about?
Well, you did say that you thought you were gay when you were 14.
You said that you thought Blair White was attractive and that God works in mysterious ways and that your genetics thought that that was a real woman. I was saying that this is from
you
a comedy
like
podcast clip from when I was 14 years old.
That was on my main show.
You're clipping up from when I was 14. You're the one saying you were bricked up from Blair White from this man. If you want to
remember, I've never. I was explaining that why are the transgenders saying it's a woman when they dress like big fat demon clowns to take over the thing of women?
Your phone background was Blair White in a bikini. This transgender man.
I'd never been with her in a bikini. She was on the show, and I said, I understand there's some men that feel like they're women, and I know there's chemicals that bend genders.
You empathize. That sounds kind of woke of you. That sounds a little bit leftist.
That's why I had Blair White on like 12 years ago when he first transitioned, and I said I thought it was destructive, but I don't hate those people individually.
Oh, Blair White, you champion LGBT. That's good.
Blair White.
You're
is
an LGBT
targeting.
Champion.
Blair, I'm not going to throw Blair White off a building. I'm not Islamic. The point is that you're not letting me talk. You're like, oh God, Blair White, we got this secret thing.
No, it's good. You support
White.
Trans people.
No, what the point of having Blair White on is Blair White says, keep away from the kids. Don't have it in schools. I've been at a comedy club before with Joe Rogan when Blair White, you know, uses the men's bathroom. And my issue is that the chemicals in the first month of the embryo forming, atrazine, doesn't just bend frogs or birds or other things, but mammals, it actually changes cells in the brains. So people literally become hermaphroditic in their brain structure and in their bone structure. So they're not really female, but it bends them that direction. I've said give them testosterone to bend them back and growth hormone. Like when you have a midget, give them growth hormone. Or if they have acromegaly, you can block that or do a surgery in the pituitary. So I was saying that it really is people are being born like this because they're being bent by the chemicals that are in all the studies. The atrazine alone at allowable levels bends our genders. And I was saying that you're not an ugly, gross, horrible goblin man who's actually attacking women's spaces or trying to be in women's sports, and that I don't single out people like you that really think they're a woman. I don't think you're a bad person because I do not want to throw homosexuals or trans people off of buildings. I do not believe they should be killed under Islam. And so you're right. But you act like you found some big
champion in the LGBT. Imagine if you dedicated 1% of that energy about transgenders towards getting rid of Jewish supremacy in America. Man, we would be so much further.
Man, I'm against men and women's sports. I'm against recruiting kids in schools. I fight that. I spent a lot of time on that because the system was pushing it. And then I spent a lot of time on Islam, a lot of time on Israel, a lot of time on China, a lot of time on people being lazy, people not being hardworking. I mean, I cover it all, dude. I'm on the air 4 hours a day. So I don't know what you're talking about. You jump around here. I've always said I don't hate homosexuals. I don't hate trans people. Okay, I don't sit there and judge them for that. Okay, that's the media goes, Alex is a right-winger, homophobe, blah, 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 blah. I am a populist, conservative Christian, but I don't hate people. Listen, here's my deal. It's just as big a sin that I lust after women. It's just as big a sin that in my life I've been very promiscuous. I've done sins way bigger than gender bending. A lot of people didn't have a choice. When I was younger, the left always goes, God, he admitted this. He's a hypocrite. He's against abortion now. It's like saying I committed a murder and then I went to jail for it, hypothetically, and now I'm against murder. When I was younger, I believe it was a blob of tissue, and I paid for probably 6-7 abortions I know of by the time I was
All right,
like
we're going to pick this up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead. You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95%+ lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of GallagherShow.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at GallagherShow.com.
Welcome back, folks. We've entered into a segment of the Cico Alex Jones debate where Cico's very confused at Alex Jones being a genuine, loving, and thoughtful and honest person. He keeps trying to take the things that Alex Jones is talking about himself and trying to twist it as if it's some sort of bad thing, when really Alex is just being, you know, totally honest about his, you know, long and storied existence in the media and his development in coming to the stances he has now. And Cico is petulantly, like a child, trying to make it sound bad. He doesn't even know what he's doing anymore. He doesn't know what he's thinking. And again, he brought up early on that, like, Muslims believe in Jesus Christ. I mean, that's, first of all, hilarious, because Jesus Christ said in no uncertain words that he is the Son of God. And so how you can believe in Jesus but disregard his core message doesn't make any sense. They've got all these other stupid beliefs about Jesus, but they do believe that Jesus is going to come back at the end of time and judge the living and the dead. But if you ask a Muslim who is the only being on the universe that can accurately judge the living and the dead, they will acknowledge that Allah himself is the only one who can do that. So how Jesus Christ could judge the living and the dead if he's not God doesn't make any sense. This is the there's a term for this. It's like the Muslim conundrum or something. I can't remember what it is. But essentially, in Islam, it says all of the texts of the scriptures of Christians and Jews is totally valid and from God, and, you know, the perfect thoughts of Allah, you know, in text. But if that's true, then you have to believe things that are contrary to what the Quran says. So it's impossible for both of these things to be true. If the Quran is absolutely true, then it's absolutely true what it says about the Jewish and Christian beliefs being absolutely true, which is contradictory and incompatible. So this doesn't even make any sense. But again, he wants to try to appeal to Christians by pointing out that Muslims. But what I want to ask is, how is Islam not a branch of Judaism? To me, Islam is a branch of Judaism. Full stop. I mean, Jews constantly had prophets coming and visiting them. Why did that stop with Jesus? Well, why did that stop if Jesus wasn't the Son of God, if that wasn't the Messiah and the fulfillment of the covenant? Then why did the prophets stop coming? And if they didn't stop coming, then why is Muhammad not just as valid as Joshua or, you know, any other prophet from the Old Testament? That's what I would want to ask Nico, is can you actually delineate what makes Islam and Judaism different religions? They seem to me like really one and the same. And if you go back into the history, you can see that Muhammad actually tried to start up a cult in, I think it was, I always get them mixed up, but he was wherever the Hajj is now, and he couldn't really get anything going. So then he went to Medina, which was a Jewish town, and a bunch of Jewish elders helped him to write the Quran, which is funny because right now you have a lot of Norse pagans and, you know, pagan people who like to portray Christianity as some sort of long-term Jewish trick to conquer the world, when in reality every one of their criticisms actually does apply directly to Muhammad. But not to Christianity whatsoever. But I'm sorry, back to Cico and Alex.
Trying to be mean to him, wasn't trying to put him down. He looked higher than a kite. And so that's what I said.
Okay. Let's leave on this.
God is talking about the yay, how Hitler. I'm
else
not sick. I don't sycophantically. Yeah, he's another thing. Yeah, he's a cult of a celebrity. None of it. I just tell it like it is. AlexJonesLive.com, Real Alex Jones on X. And I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Wait. I'm not going to come on unless you say that I should not be deported for exercising my free speech rights. Come on. That's an American value right there. I'm a real patriot for exercising my First Amendment and my freedom of religion.
Well, under Sharia law, it bans most of our speech and creates a monotheistic tyranny. And so
I said I want to practice American values. I believe in the Constitution.
I think anybody trying. Well, I already told you that it was rhetorical, just like when I said Piers Morgan. And I think if you don't like how America is, you want to impose, I think you should self-deport to one of these Muslim dreamlands. Why? Okay, so that's what I'm
self-deport.
Saying.
Self-deport. Again, too, maybe talk a little bit about how Elon Musk is on the Epstein files. Remember when he said that Trump was not releasing the Epstein files?
Well, let's
files?
Have that. Listen to me. I literally have a bunch of work to do.
Oh,
so I'm not.
Okay, go ahead. You have all your story times about Blair White. I'm going to hear and say Elon Musk said that Trump was not releasing the Epstein files because he was implicated in them. Then he shows up with a black eye doing the Illuminati black eye ritual. And then he goes back on the Trump team. That's weird. And now he's amplifying you trying to deport me. That's anti-American.
Did you know? Okay. Let me just answer that. If you'll say I got off here to not answer that. About 6 months ago, I'm in a hotel room. It's dark. You forget where you're at sometimes. I wake up to take a piss. And I like walk into a wall and cut my nose and like kind of bruise my eye. And then when I get back to Austin days later, I never put makeup on for the show except this. I went, oh my God, they'll say I'm an Illuminati ritual. My eye is black and my nose is cut. They'll take people get black eyes.
That's not the important part of what I said. It's
now,
the Epstein
now,
files
hold
part.
On. Let me. I was just addressing the last part. Thing you said. Oh God, I'm dodging again. We can spend an hour on this tomorrow, and I'm not. Elon Musk apologist, so that position you put me in is not who I am.
Kind of sounds like it.
Thing is this. He comes out and says, Trump is in the Epstein files back in June or whatever, or before
25.
June.
June 2025, yeah.
Yeah. So I then say this is terrible. Then Trump goes from saying release it to a cover-up. I've exposed that. He was known Mossad. I was one of the first ever exposed.
Yeah, Elon Musk was in there.
And then Elon is not on there. Elon is not on there.
He was all over the emails. He was trying to go and have the craziest party. So he wanted to let loose.
You're not letting me finish, man. You asked a question.
But you're saying things that are incorrect. He was emailing Epstein saying he wanted to go to the craziest party. He wanted to let loose. He's been really stressed.
I haven't even gotten to this yet.
You're telling a story about the hotel room and a frog before you could just, you got a little.
No, you brought up that crazy schizophrenic thing that anytime somebody has a black eye, it's an Illuminati ritual.
Okay, that's the least important part of what I'm saying.
I know, you said it, not me, buddy. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
And then don't do another question at the end to keep me on here. That's another dirty trick. We can do 2 hours tomorrow if you want. You can say whatever you want.
But let's stay on topic because you went to a million things. Let's have specific topics.
We'll start with Epstein tomorrow. How's that sound?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I am in the Epstein files. Did you know that?
You were mentioned, but you weren't communicating with Epstein.
No, exactly. Well, I haven't got to my point yet. I wasn't defending Elon there. I was being attacked for attacking Epstein.
Yeah,
I'm in the WikiLeaks with the Clintons and the globalists attacking me.
I know.
And I'm in all the secret FBI and Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and Obama putting under national security surveillance as a top threat because I'm not a Fed and I don't work for Israel and I don't get money from Qatar or anybody else. I am 1776. I'm not even MAGA. I'm 1776 Americana. Now, obviously, Elon was kicked out of the White House. Elon is not on the big AI board that Trump is on. Elon did get his head of NASA later. He got really upset about Doge not making the real cuts, getting run out. And he said, yeah, you're on the list and you're going to cover it up, which Trump then did. There is Elon talking on there because Epstein was the head of the Trilateral Commission. I didn't even know that until that stuff came out. I knew he was powerful because David Rockefeller brought him in 1990 when he was 30. And he would stand in for David Rockefeller, the founder and creator, one of the most powerful groups. So Epstein wasn't just a super gopher. He was the main Rothschild representative, their ambassador to the world. And so everybody was talking to him. Everybody was dealing with him. And so I don't give Steve Bannon a pass. I don't give Elon a pass. I don't give any of them a pass, except with those guys, it's about political power, money, talking to the head of the Trilateral Commission. With Trump, he's actively blocking 3+ million more files coming out. So that is terrible. Epstein was Mossad. All that's bad. And I think Elon should respond to all of that. But at least he got pissed up front and said that. But him talking about, you know, going to globalist parties or being around these elites and making money.
The craziest
nobody's
parties.
Ever said Elon Musk raped anybody. Nobody's ever said Elon Musk is underage girls. Nobody's ever said any of that stuff.
I'm so just saying. It's
I think trying to act like he's. I'm not his apologist. I've just never seen anything there. But with Bill Gates, it's how do we get rid of the poor people? There's all this stuff about sex slaves being delivered to the hotel and eating people.
Right.
And we need to know those excise names. And I've been all over Trump about it. And I've broken with Trump over that. So
and it's strange. Let me respond. It's strange that somebody who was saying Elon said he wanted to go to the craziest parties on the Epstein Island. He wanted to let loose and just go wild. Now he's all up in arms about Pakistani grooming gangs. I find that strange that the guy who's saying Trump's covering up for the Epstein files
is now pushing the slop that you're eating up. Exterminating the whites. I mean, I think he legitimately is for the West. He's pro-human.
No, he's not. He's bringing in H-1B visas. He's saying that white men are dumb and that he wants more Indian H-1B visas.
I think that was Vivek Ramaswamy.
No. I have the tweet right here. Elon Musk says white men are dumb. That's why he doesn't hire them to work for X. Look at his SpaceX team. It's all Indian. He's not pro-West.
He said white men are dumb. That's
yes.
A quote.
You want to see?
Wow.
Can I share my screen? You want to see before you leave?
Yeah, let me see that. I don't agree with that.
Okay, I'll show you right here. I came with the receipts. Can you see or not?
I'll be honest
all right,
with you.
So again, this is like kind of completely ridiculous. I thought the question was about Islam like taking over America. Now we're talking about, we're debating whether Elon Musk was in the Epstein files. Like what does this have to do with it? This has absolutely nothing to do with anything. But here you go. And Elon says, we're just dumb.
We're just dumb.
It's a joke. He didn't say white men are dumb. He said, oh, we're dumb.
Oh, it's a joke when it's Elon Musk. But when I'm at a World Cup game, I'm declaring jihad on America. I'm trying to conquer.
No.
I'm the caliphate.
Well, I'll give you your emotional. Okay, fine. You shouldn't be deported. Listen, my point is Vivek Ramaswamy wrote a big thing about lazy Americans. And certainly statistically, there's some of that going on for any multi-generational, you know, group that's had it too good too long. That's a well-known thing of people that are middle class or wealthy. They get decadent. But in general, it's an overstatement. It was kind of nasty. But no. Him responding and going, oh, yeah, apparently we're just dumb. I don't take it as that. But I'm not an apologist for him. AlexJonesLive.com. AlexJonesLive.com is the new website with all the feeds, everything else, and Real Alex Jones on X. Sneeko. I'm still banned on YouTube. I'm still banned on most places. I'm at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. I've got the whole system after me. I had federal judges find me and state judges.
I was banned everywhere too, Alex, but I was one of the few that was reinstated. I got banned. I remember you made a channel, but YouTube reinstated. You want to know why? Because I said the Trump election was rigged in 2020. I was against the COVID vaccine. You're trying to call me a BLM wokey. I said the vaccine was going to cause myocarditis, and YouTube gave me a strike, and then they apologized.
Okay, well, we can have a discussion.
Yeah,
about
I mean,
that.
You don't seem to understand. I've been everywhere, Alex.
We're going to get violent and tear stuff up. Let's make sure it's political. I don't believe in offensive violence. Listen, I'll see you tomorrow, Sneaky.
Hey, come on, Alexis, say my name.
Alexis?
You call me Sneaky. Let's say my name correct.
Snyko? Snicklets? Snooper? Snycotic? Is it Sneeko?
Yeah, there you go.
Sneeko the Pinko Islamo.
And leave the Muslims alone, man. I mean, Trump's putting a target on these Somali kindergartners for wearing hijabs. Leave them alone,
oh, God.
Bro. I mean, did he not kill enough girls in Iran at that Manab school with the double-tap Tomahawk missiles? He needs to attack.
I was against the war. I mean,
he doesn't need to attack like these Somali.
I'm not Trump's apologist.
Like,
I'm not.
There was
this is really, this is really so stupid. I mean, honestly, you have to be so low IQ to not be able to hold two ideas in your hand. It's bad that we go to war in the Middle East, but also it's bad when we get taken over by Muslims. This is just like impossible for Sneeko to understand. He just cannot handle the idea that you would be against blowing people up, but also not want to be subject to their religion. This is so complicated. I mean, this is really. I'm going to try to map it out for Sneeko here. I don't know if I can. If I can do this correctly, let's see. War equals bad. Islam equals bad. Oh my God. Does this make sense, Sneeko? Are you understanding that both of these ideas are possible at the same time? Is this something that you can wrap your mind around, Sneeko? Meditate on it. Take your time. Really, really think about whether or not the two things you're presenting are actually not able to exist at the same time, or whether you are just too stupid to hold two non-contradictory ideas in your head at the same time. We don't want to go to war with the Muslims. We also don't want the Muslims to take us over here. We don't like seeing elementary schools that were once 90% white in a matter of 5 years because of mass migration by a bunch of Somalis or wherever the hell they come from, who have a failing state back home, who in an act of desperation have to flee their hometown, their home city, their home country, come to here, go on welfare, start scamming us out of billions of dollars, replace all of our kids at the local elementary school. Then we have to hire them to be teachers because we don't speak their language and they're refusing to acclimate to American culture. Why would any of these things be acceptable to anybody, Sneeko? That's my question. Why would any country sit back and allow this hostile foreign element to make inroads into their country? 1% is obviously too much. If that's how many Muslims are here right now, it's obviously too much, and we can lower that number significantly through mass deportation, and Sneeko can go live in a Muslim country and have all of the benefits of that. But stop trying to push this on America. Stop acting like America defending ourselves against this hostile foreign encroachment is somehow offensive or contrary to also not wanting to be Israel's bitches overseas, going to war against people who we have absolutely no, you know, genuine conflict with. Iran is not sending all of their people to live here. Syria is, Somalia is, and yes, they're doing it with the help of Israel because, hey, I know this is just like too much for Sneeko to understand, but you can have two enemies. Yeah. And those enemies can also hate each other. It has no impact on how we feel about them. Israel is tearing America down, dragging us down. They are a albatross around our neck. They are a weight tied around our neck, dragging us to the bottom of the ocean. And the Muslims are seeing this as a chance, as a vulnerability that they can sneak in and take advantage of by blaming the Jews for everything and trying to offload their own baggage. This is, all right, we got to go back to this.
Take care, Sneeko. We'll see you.
Salam alaikum, Alex.
Live.com is where we really begin.
Salam alaikum, Alex.
Assalamu alaikum. Marry your cousin. It's so much fun.
You really have, like, and I'll see you tomorrow.
I just want to wear a nightgown. It's the style.
Yeah, kind of. What do you think Jesus wore? You keep doing this. How did Jesus dress?
Well, I don't like that about
you.
You
said I follow a foreign religion. Wait,
Jesus,
Alex, where's
Jesus wore a suit, Sneeko. He wore a three-piece button-down suit, and he wore it better than you did. I love how, I mean, really, can we go back to his, I mean, somebody get Roger Stone on the horn. Are you supposed to wear totally black suits if you're not going to a funeral? No, you are not supposed to. That is too, the lapels are too wide. He's wearing a black tie and a black suit. That is funeral attire. He is attending his own funeral here. And it's because it's the first time he's ever put on a suit. It's his big boy suit. Maybe he wore it once for his confirmation back when he was pretending to be a Catholic, but now he's pretending to be a Muslim. So he had to pull it out of the closet and put it on. It's you're very handsome. Sneeko, sneaky. All right, they're still going. Let's listen.
See you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.
Bye. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes. My God, he feels like he won that. It's funny how scared he is of being deported. That was my big takeaway. He really wanted out. He really like thinks Alex Jones has the power to get him deported, and he was very scared of being deported. What are you so scared of, Sneeko? What are you so scared of? Yeah, no, he literally doesn't understand it. I genuinely don't think he even understands how he's being used by Muslims. I think with low IQ people that are very, very concerned about their image, concerned about their appearance, Sneeko obviously is very fame hungry. These are vulnerabilities if you want to take advantage of somebody. Like it was somebody like Sneeko who has so much baggage in his background, the accusations of being gay, the cuckold accusations, which aren't even accusations. They're things that Sneeko himself has admitted to. These things are embarrassing. He doesn't want these to come up. He's got a lot of baggage. There's a lot of blackmail available there for you. That makes him extremely vulnerable to manipulation. But so does just being generally dumb and, open to like when you're nice to Sneeko, if you like give him some stuff and you're like, God, you're so cool, man. You're so cool and popular and awesome. Then he's going to do whatever you say. Like this is all that's happening here. This is the totality of what's taking place in Sneeko's mind is that when he pushes Islam, he sees that a bunch of Islamic people back him up and support him and you know, provide a fan base. So that's what he's going with. He is basically just a complete slave to, you know, his own desire, his own ego, his own need for fulfillment in others. You know, he's like a OnlyFans whore, but, you know, he does it with Islam. So, you know, it's just absolutely pathetic, and he just cannot help but fall for the false dichotomy that, again, it's the exact same thing in an inverted way that all of the boomers say, where if you are against Israel, if you're like, hey, I don't like that we provide the funding in the military cover to allow this psychotic little nation of psychopaths, psychotic little nation of murderers to, you know, kill a bunch of children, I think that's bad. And what do you get from the boomers? Oh, so you just want Muslims to take us over? It's like, that's Sneeko. It's Sneeko's a boomer. He's just the other way around. Well, we don't like Islam, or we don't like Israel. The boomer says, so you must love Islam. Sneeko says, so you must love Islam. No, you're both idiots. You're both dumb. You're both falling for the false dichotomy. You're both making it incredibly difficult to be anti-Israel because nobody wants to be pro-Islam. Because if that's the dichotomy that you're pushing, you are pushing people that would otherwise be in favor of you away from you because they think, well, if I was anti-Israel, I'd be with these dumbass Muslims. I don't want to be that, so I guess I'll be in favor of Israel. They are the ones pushing this false dichotomy. It's beneficial to both the Jews and the Muslims. The only people it's not beneficial to is the people of America and the Christians that don't want to be party to this desert conflict with a bunch of extremist psychopaths in the Middle East. We are done with it. We don't want anything to do with it. But both the boomers and the Muslims both have exactly the same reaction. If you're against Israel, you must be on the side of Islam. And this is so exhausting. I've literally covered this ad nauseum ever since, you know, Charlie Kirk was murdered and, you know, Candace Owens was being smeared. And I just talked about it over and over again, this false dichotomy, the idea that if it's either way, if you oppose Israel, you must be a Muslim. If you oppose Israel, you must be a leftist. Or if you don't want children being murdered in Palestine, you must want to AOC to be president. This is retarded. This is childish. This is a rhetorical trick that only works on low IQ people like Sneeko and the boomers. So Sneeko is boomer maxing, being totally incapable of understanding how one can oppose Israel and also not want to be taken over by Muslims. This is too hard for him to understand. This is beyond his ken. This is it's complicated. You know, we need somebody to teach him. Alex tried, but it didn't go very well. It didn't work because Sneeko doesn't actually listen. He's not actually hearing anything. This was the same thing that happened to me when I went on with Sneeko, where like I didn't know this was what he did. I didn't know he'd become this Muslim apologist, you know, pusher guy. And so it was just like the same thing over and over. He kept just being like, yeah, but it's okay. Muslims are better than Jews, right? And I'm like, I guess, like, whatever, but I don't want Muslims to be in this country. And he could be like, I get that. But it's only 1%. It's like, okay, that's 1% too much. What do you want me to say? I don't want them here. I don't need them here. Like, it's fine. I got nothing against Muslims, but like, if you ask me, do I want more Muslims to come into the country? I'm just gonna be like, yeah, no. it's pretty simple. But he's just like, he's not listening. He's not actually hearing that, like, no, I'm a white American Christian. I want America to be white and Christian for the most part. Doesn't mean I hate anybody. Just like I'm a Smith, I want the Smiths to do well. Doesn't mean I hate anybody with a different last name. Again, this is complicated. This is very sophisticated stuff. This is very complicated, nuanced takes I'm delivering here. I don't know. One day, maybe Sneeko will begin to understand that one can be against two things at the same time.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks, you've seen the deplatforming, you've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. Oh no, oh no, poor Sneeko. The image that defines our modern age. Hilarious. Yeah, I mean, it's just pathetic. It's funny the way they're trying, because we have Sneeko's feed up here, and he's going through Twitter, and people are clipping out stuff, and they're like, Sneeko forces Alex Jones to retract the statement saying he should be deported. It's like, you mean Sneeko just spent an hour and a half begging Alex Jones to say he didn't want him to be deported? It's like he forced him to do it. He said, but Alex, I shouldn't be deported, right? I mean, just say I shouldn't be deported. Will you please apologize for saying I should be deported? I think Sneeko should be deported. I think he should be deported. So, yeah, it's just, okay, whatever you want to try to spin as a victory, congratulations. You begged him to retract this thing saying you should be deported, and he felt bad for you. He felt bad for you. All right. We're going to move on now. But that was extremely entertaining. That was very fun. I enjoyed that quite a bit. We got a lot of stuff to move on to here. We got Sneeko's feed up, and I'm just watching it. Yeah, AlexJonesLive.com. All right. The war in Iran is basically back on. That's the news on that front. We got a bunch of stuff about H-1B visas talked about. I think I'm going to open up the phone lines again in the third hour to get your comments on the Sneeko Alex Jones debate. Was there anywhere you think Alex Jones fell short? Because I really can't think of one. And the thing is, anybody that falls for the Sandy Hook crap, that's a litmus test. If you bring up Sandy Hook when talking to Alex Jones, you have failed the litmus test. If you don't understand the way that Sandy Hook was used dishonestly to try to destroy Alex Jones because of a bunch of other stuff that has nothing to do with Sandy Hook, like you just, what? Like, how are you in the modern media landscape if you don't understand this? Like yesterday I saw somebody was attacking Alex and they said Alex Jones has this audience that he didn't create. And it's like, Alex Jones literally created the idea of live stream. Like, what are you talking about? He started off on public access and he became the number one English language broadcast worldwide multiple years in a row, entirely on his own talent and volition. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, people have this idea of Alex Jones, like he's just another streamer or he is like a Fox News. Like, you could say that about anybody at Fox News. You could say it about me. I didn't build this audience. Alex Jones built this audience. But Alex Jones cobbled this audience out of nothing from scratch. He built it up entirely on his own. And it's like he never had corporate backing ever. He was never on Fox News. They would bring him on one time to try to humiliate him. He would humiliate them and then he'd never be allowed back on like The View or CNN or any of these other instances. So what are you talking? Like, what are they talking about? Who do they think Alex Jones is? They think he's controlled. He is the least controlled person in media, hands down. That includes Sneeko, who gets his talking points from people that are fooling him, that are tricking him, that know more than he and are lying to him so that he can promote the Takiya that is beneficial to the group that he now thinks he's a part of. Alex Jones, and Alex is like, I got work to do. And Sneeko's like, oh, yeah, sure. It's like, dude, you might be a weirdo streamer. You might be an in real life streamer that actually doesn't do anything. Do you understand that Alex Jones was just live downstairs with an entire crew while I'm upstairs with an entire crew? We've got like 15 people all salaried, all working to get this broadcast out. We run an operation. We run a industry standard company that gets millions and millions and millions of views on a regular basis that dominates headlines anytime Alex Jones does anything out of the ordinary or unexpected. You are all e-celebs who will be gone in a couple of years. Nobody will even know your name. You're a flash of light that will disappear. And 5 years from now, people will go, oh, Sneeko, I remember. I haven't heard about him. And for what is he doing these days? And nobody's going to know because who the hell are you? You're just some streamer guy. Alex Jones is like an American legend. He's been doing this for 30 years. And like they're rolling their eyes as he's going through. Like we were claimed to be terrorists, like domestic terrorists. We've had FBI probes updating every single month. Every month by law, they're required to justify their surveillance of previously InfoWars for 13 years. For 13 years, every single month, they had a meeting about how they were trying to infiltrate and surveil InfoWars because of how dangerous our information is to them. Sneeko is not dangerous to anybody. He's not a threat to anybody. He's not exposing anything. He is a useful idiot for Islamic invaders that are using him. And he probably believes what he's saying. He's probably like, oh no, yeah, like we're not taking over. We just want to be able to express our religion. He is a puppet. Somebody has their hand up his butt and are making him say things he doesn't even understand. Okay? So it's like the mere idea that Alex Jones would lower himself to your level to go on your show and you're going to try to condescend to him. You new Muslim convert that doesn't even know the difference between Shia and Sunni. And then everything he asks Alex about Islam, Alex just answers it immediately. He's like, Sharia, it's the law. It's like, actually, Sharia means the law. Alex is like, I know. That's what I just said. It's just like you're arguing with a very low IQ person. He thinks he's got him on these trails. It's just pathetic. And it's a nice little reminder of like what we have here, what we've achieved here. The ankle biting, the endless ankle biting on top of the suppression from on high. And then he wants to act like we're somehow controlled or in the pocket of the powerful. You are literally a useful idiot for trillionaire Islamic regimes overseas that see you like a dumbass American falling for their tricks and making it easier for them to carry out their actual plan. Again, this is not even like debatable. Like, I just know this firsthand from seeing the imam say it, seeing, you know, hearing secondhand, I guess, from Lebanon John going to Europe, being like, yeah, they are very aware that they're taking over and they're doing it deliberately. It's like, Jesus wore robes. It's like, okay. And that was 2,000 years ago, buddy. What do you think? See, like, once again, and this was the problem. This is what Jesus talked about endlessly. Like, if you actually listen to what Jesus was saying, he was constantly going on and on about how people lost the meaning of the rituals because they thought the ritual was the whole thing. And it's like, no, the ritual is supposed to be an outward expression of your internal feeling, right? If you actually feel bad about what you did and you want forgiveness and you are contrite and, you know, feel in your heart guilty for what you've done and you're never going to do it again, then, you know, you sacrifice something as a symbol of that. But by Jesus's time, by the time it came around, it was, oh, I can sin all I want. As long as I kill this chicken on the right day, I'm free to go. Well, great. So it's like, okay, the ritual is not the thing that's important. It's actually the least important part. Kind of similar with, it's like, no, you got to wear the robe clothes. You got to wear the toga. It's like, that's not actually important. That's not actually a thing that matters. That's like an outward expression of something that, you know, should matter, but they've lost the plot. He literally thinks it's like, well, you should wear robes because they wore robes in the Jesus times. And it's like, that doesn't mean anything. What are you talking about? What is Islam does have a bunch of, like, you'll notice people from Iran never wear neckties, right? Because the necktie is supposed to be a symbol of Western imperialism and dominance or whatever. So they never wear neckties. Like, they, you know, care a lot about this, when in reality, what they should be caring about is the underlying values that inform the things that you wear, the practices that you carry out. The hijab would be a great example. It's not a symbol. It should be, theoretically, ostensibly, it should be a symbol of, prudishness. I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. Should be a symbol that you yourself are, you know, dedicated to God and you want to reject all earthly desire, but that's not really how it's used, is it? It's like little girls being forced to put on a hijab. And like, I don't know if you've seen the videos. There are videos all over the place. Little girls, you know, when they turn 11 or whatever, and it's like, we're putting on our first hijab. And she's like, her tears in her eyes. She's like, I have to wear this forever. And they're like, yep, men are going to be attracted to you now. So you've got to cover yourself up. And that's absolutely why it is. And you can hear this in debates. In fact, I saw a clip from Richard Spencer. And this is another thing, like, people who reject Christianity, they have no answer to some of this stuff. Richard Spencer, in this case, was being talked to by a Muslim who was basically like, you want your woman to be out there with cleavage so every man can, you know, see her and be thinking about her sexually. And it's like, this is such a barbarous mindset. This is such a caveman mindset of just like, oh, it's a sexy woman, I must rape. Like, it's like, can you not control yourself? Can you not see a beautiful woman and not immediately take it to the most carnal level? Like, what are you talking about? You are incapable of controlling yourself, so you cover your women? That's a failing on your part. You're weak. You're a weak person. You should be able to see something and not, like, fall apart. You know, it's like... But again, this is the false dichotomy, and Richard Spencer doesn't really have an answer. He's like, I'm a sensual guy. It's like, that's weird. Okay, cuck. It's kind of a weird way to be. I would say, I'm not responsible for the inability for people around me to control their own thoughts. Like, that's entirely up to you. Like, I can drive a nice car and I don't care that other people might see it and imagine driving in that car. They don't get in the car. It doesn't happen. They're not going to steal my car because I'm going to protect it. But it's like this idea of like, why would you drive a nice car around? Don't you know it's going to make people want to steal it? It's like, what? That's crazy. That's a crazy way of thinking. And that's the Muslim mindset. So again, it's like, oh no, this isn't the hijab isn't about, oppressing women. It's about, purity and keeping them pure for everybody. But then you actually ask them and it's like, oh, well, we don't want our women dressing up because it's going to make all the men lustful. So we have to protect them from the men. It's like, that's crazy. That really is crazy. We never had to do that in Europe or America. We had women who could go around in bikinis and short shorts and short skirts and not be raped by a giant gang of men who all call their cousins as soon as they get their hands on a white girl. Like, this is something new to our, and it has a self-fulfilling effect, right? Once you bring in enough Muslims, even the non-Muslims will be like, I don't want to go out alone. I need a man to come with me because I'm going to be assaulted if I go out alone. Or if I, and again, this is a phenomenon, like stuff like in the UK, I mean, the horror stories, again, are endless and we go on and on about them. But the one that always sticks out to me is the girl who gets raped by a Pakistani guy, is dumped on the street, is like crying and bleeding and goes to help to the first person she sees. That person happens to be a Pakistani. He rapes her, right? Because it's this idea of a woman who is sexually promiscuous is like a piece of trash. Like, you don't have to think about how they feel. You don't have to understand anything about them. Like, they're just, they're a piece of meat to be used. And because they're promiscuous, you know, they've opened themselves up to that and it's their fault for it. So that's an Islamic idea. That's an Islamic impulse that doesn't happen. That would never, ever, ever happen in Europe or America, unless you were in just like the weird, like, I can't even imagine. Because even in just like the worst, most crime-ridden parts of America, you see a little girl bleeding and crying, getting dumped out of a taxi. No one's like, ooh, oh, a sex doll for me. Thanks, friend. And just like picks her up and takes her. It happened like 3 or 4 times in a row to this one girl. I remember reading the story when it first broke. That's a phenomenon that is a consequence of the lack of Muslims to have any self-control when it comes to women, and so they force their women to be covered up. Like, the point of all of this is they can try to portray it however they want. Not every Muslim woman is a nun. You know that, right? No, they're all being oppressed by their men who will beat or behead. I mean, why is the term honor killing? Why does that exist? Doesn't exist in Christian culture, but it's a phenomenon, and hell, the Hindus do it too. Oh, but if I'm against Hindus, I mean, I love Muslims, because, you know, in India, the Muslims and the Hindus, you know, hate each other. You know, the Muslims and the Hindus in India are constantly fighting against each other. So if you hate Islam, I guess you love Vishnu. I guess you're okay with Indians coming in and, taking up all of our jobs with H-1B visas. Because, you know, if you're against one thing, you must be in favor of their enemy, right? Because I'm retarded, because I'm a retarded sneeko type person that can't understand opposing two different forces that also oppose you. Yeah, I'm against Hinduism. I'm against Islam. I'm against Judaism. I'm a Christian. That means I'm a Christian. Believing and adhering to one religion means intrinsically you are not the other religions and you are actually at odds with them. Intrinsically, that's what it means to have a religion. They seem not to understand that. So yeah, every other religion is worse. Absolutely. Every other religion does not have the fundamental value that Christianity does. The primary one is conversion. It's that conversion is only valid if you accept it truthfully with your own heart. And this goes back to what I was talking about at the beginning of this segment, the idea of Jesus Christ's teaching that it's not good enough just to resist your temptation. You have to expel the temptation from your mind. To look upon a woman with lust is just as bad as committing adultery with her. That was Jesus's lesson. And it's, it's a very similar connection you could draw to all of this. It's what really matters. Like, to Christianity, what actually matters to us is your soul being saved. So if I can force you at gunpoint to kneel in front of the cross and, you know, say the Lord's Prayer, that means nothing. That means nothing, just like an unrepentant person slaughtering an animal as a sacrifice means nothing. You have to actually mean it. It actually, the only person, the only force that actually judges that is between you and God. So like you can lie to humans, you can lie to us, but in your heart, if you don't accept Jesus Christ, God knows that. So it's like you can't force people to be Christian. You can force them to take on the actions of Christians, but you can't actually force anybody to be Christian. It's contradictory. That doesn't make any sense. And America was built on this foundation, right? You can't really force people to embrace liberty because you remove liberty with force. So you have to actually accept it. You have to genuinely and on your own volition accept these ideas and then live those ideas or else it doesn't count. Islam is different. Islam, if they can make you say the Islamic, you know, version of the Nicene Creed, whatever their, you know, Allah is God, whatever their little statement is, then you are essentially Islamic, right? Conversion by force is a very prominent feature of Islam since the beginning. You are lying if you, or you're lying or you're ignorant if you change your mind about it, if you claim that that's not true. It's absolutely true, and it's incompatible with Christianity because, once again, you literally cannot force people to convert to Christianity, not in any meaningful way that actually matters to any real Christian. Again, you can do it politically. You know, a king can convert to Christianity and force his subjects to convert, but the conversion of the heart is what actually matters to Christians, and that just cannot be forced. Just can't. In Islam, it's not like that. In Judaism, they don't even allow for conversion because it's not really about, you know, spreading their religious ideas to everybody. It's about something else entirely. We can get into that later if we want to. But I do got to tell you, folks, today is one of the last days. In fact, tomorrow, let's see, Wednesday, no. So Friday, 2 days from now, will be the final day to take advantage of the crossover event. This comes around about once a month when we have two different giveaways running simultaneously. So once a month, we give away an awesome car, and like every car seems cooler than the last, and this has been going on for a while. So the cars at this point are just phenomenal. And the only way to win it is by going to thealexjonesstore.com. If you go between now and Friday and make a purchase, every purchase you make, you will get 250 entries for every dollar you spend. So you only have a few days left to take advantage for that. So anything you buy from the Alex Jones Store, you get entered to win the 2026 Dodge Charger as well as the 2026 Ram 2500 Laramie plus $20,000 in cash. Every dollar you spend gets 250 entries. That means you spend $100, you get 25,000 entries to this. Somebody's got to win it. It's going to be somebody that goes to thealexjonesstore.com. It might as well be you. And by the way, you get a free hat for the first 1,300 orders in this contest to win either of these incredible cars. And of course, you got to become a VIP member. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. And we haven't covered it in a while. We covered it so much early on, but now we've got new viewers. It's worth reminding you. To join the VIP club at thealexjonesstore.com, it costs $30 a month, but you immediately get $40 to spend at the store. So if you buy anything at the store, it really only makes sense to become a VIP member. It's like you're getting $10 off whatever purchase you make, and you can cancel it anytime. So thealexjonesstore.com/VIP or thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. So, you know, that means, and plus you're getting the extra discount. So for example, the shower head that we're offering, this incredible new filtering shower head, so you're not breathing in and getting soaked in all the chemicals that are in tap water. You know, normal price, buy this at the store, it's $140, right? Get it from thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. You get it for even cheaper. But the VIP members get it for even cheaper than that. So I think it goes down to something like $69 as a VIP member. But if you sign up to be a VIP member and you get the $10 left, you're basically getting a $140 shower head for about $50. If you're a VIP member, you spend $30, you get $40 to spend in the school in the store. Then you get the additional discounts for the shower head as a VIP member. So really, you're walking away with a $140 shower head that's well worth it at that price. I would probably sell out at that price, and you're getting it for like around $50 if I did my math right. So that's the time. I mean, you're talking about 2/3 off if you're a VIP member and you get the shower head right now. So it just makes sense. It's an incredible product. I think it'd be well worth it at $140, but if you can get it for significantly less than half of that, why not, right? thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. Sign up to be a VIP member. Enter to win the cars and get the incredible products. And best of all, keep this operation rolling, dominating, expanding, and evolving. And evolving, ever evolving into things that are greater than ever before. And, you know, while we're on the topic of foreigners demanding things from us, while we're talking about, you know, mystery meat foreigners coming over here or being born here, whatever. Streets are saying Alex Jones instantly won the debate with Sneeko after this. Yeah, look, I mean, if you were watching the chat, it was heavily weighted towards Alex. Heavily weighted towards Alex, which is funny because it was Sneeko's stream. But obviously, Alex is cooler and better. Let's go to clip 22 here. This is a woman who just won an election. I think she's going to be a congresswoman, if I'm not mistaken. I'll find out who exactly she is. But Melit Kyros. Melit Kyros is demanding reparations, which is very funny because she wasn't born here. So let's watch.
The things that brought me into starting my PhD program was finally coming to the realization that we were never really going to be able to tackle white supremacy in the way that we need to without reparations. There is no way to truly heal and to progress and move on from acts of such cruel systemic violence against an entire group of people without at the very least acknowledgement.
Look at them nodding as if anything she's saying means anything.
Actually repairing the damage done. And so some of the research that I was doing that led me into the program was finding that, you know, ironically, there's not a very good deal of research specifically on white poor people. We see a lot of wealth inequality research by race, right? And we know that the gap between Black wealth and white wealth is staggering. But there's not as much research that's looking just at poor white people versus rich white people. And I was kind of curious to see if there might be a reason behind that. And what I ended up finding was that the gap between poor white people and rich white people.
White people deserve reparations for the last century of exploitation that we've been subjected to. We've spent trillions of dollars on Africa. We are at this very moment being scammed out of hundreds of billions of dollars by hostile foreigners like this woman. She was born in Ethiopia. So we are now importing people who are demanding reparations for their countries, who we never invaded, never colonized. They're just a different country that sucks. And apparently that's our fault and we have to pay for it. I think white people need reparations for the endless welfare that we've paid that has, in effect, destroyed our own countries. We're desperate here.
Bigly took 2 years to do this, our great sponsor. I'm not bitching. It's amazing. They got the highest rated. We published the studies, showed it to you, the big third-party testing firms. The highest quality, gravity-fed filters cuts out all the thousands of different prevalent chemicals like atrazine and glyphosate to non-detectable levels, meaning zero, basically. Can't detect it. That's the highest rating with the most beautiful stainless steel. 3-gallon system. You can get the stand if you want to. A lot of people don't even need the stand. Looks great in your kitchen, great at your business, but the most important thing is it cuts all these toxins out. This is the number one thing you should do for your family, for people, your coworkers. This is no more bottled water, no more. You dump swamp water in this, pool water, whatever. It cuts everything out, and it funds the operation. Everybody needs one of these. This is a home run. I am so impressed because I've been bitching at Bigly like 2 years ago when we started. I go, hey, we need this. Here's the ratings. This is the highest thing. I want stainless steel. You can go out and find the company, the manufacturers, go to the highest quality, lowest price. They're selling crap. They don't even have the good filters. This isn't even stainless steel. It's plastic. For more than this, get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. Commit to yourself to get the poisons out of the water. It's one of the biggest moves you can make to take control of your life, and it funds this operation. Order it now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action. And there's a big sale that's going to end Sunday night at midnight. And that is Ultimate Life Force, the ultimate spike protein cardiovascular booster for everybody. That is 50% off. Bunch of other deals. They're going to end soon at thealexjonesstore.com. Wide selection of Patriot apparel and more. And the live feeds of the show are at thealexjonesstore.com as well.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not f***ing leaving. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.